describe the vibe around the team, everyone back for the first time?
It's similar to the first day of school. You know, everyone's excited to be back, excited to see one another and reconnect after, you know, a period of time away from one another. And then I think we're all excited about the task that lies ahead of us. So it's a fun day, certainly.
Matthew, can you describe what you've learned over the years coming back, defending a championship, refocusing this training camp?
You got to leave the past in the past. When it comes to successes or failures in this league, you have to be able to have a short memory and move on. So we understand that anything that's been done in the past has no bearing upon what we do moving forward. And it's important for us to remind ourselves of that each and every day that we come to work. You know, we have to prove ourselves all over again as individuals, and we have to prove ourselves all over again as a team. So if there's one thing I've learned, this league will humble you quickly. If you don't maintain that mindset.
Now, when there are such big expectations around this team, how do you go about keeping guys in check and making sure they don't get
I think it's quite foolish to believe and to buy into some of the things that are being said about our football team right now. We have yet to go out and have a competitive practice in pads in 2017. So I think we need to remember that and understand that it's hard to have success in this league. There's so many good players, so many good coaches. I honestly think it's quite disrespectful to say some of the things that have been said about our football teams to the other players and coaches in this league. So we have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we've got to build this thing from the ground up. And all we can worry about is what happens today. And we can control today. And then, you know, from there, hopefully, good Lord wake us up tomorrow. We'll take care of tomorrow.
Is there anything that stands out to you that would be, like, disrespectful that you've heard that sort of caught your eye and you're like,
man. Well, I mean, you know, I don't subscribe to the Twitters and the Instagrams and those things, as you all know. But I watch a little SportsCenter. I watch a little stuff from time to time. And you guys know what's being said about us. And I think it's, as I said, I think it's quite foolish to some of the things that are being said, I really do. So we can't believe that as a football team.
Matt, as the special teams captain, what's your role in helping along a lot of your teammates? You interact with a lot of the younger guys, the rookies. And how do you view your role helping some of these guys come along during camp now?
I think just being available. You know, there are going to be a lot of questions that guys have when it comes to the kicking game. You know, a lot of guys maybe were starters in college and they didn't do this, so it's going to be a little bit new to them. So I think just being a resource for those guys is important, letting them know it's okay to ask questions, trying to lead by example, try to serve. As a leader, I always believe in servanthood. You know, it's about not elevating yourself to a position of power. It's about humbling yourself to the last guy on the roster and trying to help him do his job better. So that's what my approach has always been. That's the way it's going to be moving forward. And, you know, we're all excited and thankful to be at it one more time.
For a minute, I mean, many times locker room will say, you know, I mean, we have bigger goals than this or to get to where we want to be. So even though, you know, we're talking forward here, it seems like you guys, though, always in the back of your mind have high expectations.
Certainly. I mean, we expect a lot of ourselves, but I think everyone who's in this league expects and demands a lot of themselves. This is a very competitive league with the best athletes in the world doing this particular sport. So, you know, the demands and expectations are high for everyone. But I think for our football team, we just need to stay focused on the here and now. And as I said, it's about going out and being competitive in practice. So our goal is to go in here and have a good meeting this afternoon, prepare ourselves with the install, and come out tomorrow and try to be competitive, and that's all we can worry about. All that other stuff is out of our control. There's so many variables that come into play, that things that are unforeseen and things of that nature. So, you know, we just need to focus on the here and now.
This is 10 years for you, right? So I remember Bill a few years ago talking about Larry Izzo, saying anybody who gets to 10 years in this league, it doesn't matter what they do, it's a milestone achievement because it's just so hard to get 10. Just your thoughts on...
It's very humbling to be in this position. You know, I thank God every day for preserving my body, continue to give me favor here and kind of guide my career. I'm very thankful to this organization, my teammates here. I've never believed in self-made men, and I'm certainly not one. I've had a lot of people in my corner over the years that have really poured in my development, poured into my life as a man, and helped me along the way in my career. So I'm just very thankful and humbled to be in this position. To be on the brink of 10 seasons is something that I don't take for granted. And I guess I'm half the man my dad was at this point, so, which is pretty cool. I messed with him about that. So it's an exciting time.
What do you remember about 09, the summer of 09 for you personally?
Oh, man. I remember dislocating my elbow, and that wasn't fun. I was a really young player. I was coming off a tough rookie season. I had an injury there in the preseason, so still trying to find my way, still trying to figure out who I was as a player in this league, still trying to develop confidence. And again, as I said, I had so many good people in my corner that really believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. Coach gave me an opportunity, coaches continued to coach me up. So again, when I think about my journey in the NFL, it's not about Matthew Slater, it's about the people that I've been around. And I feel really fortunate to have been around some great folks.
Matthew, I'm just curious, what was the chatter like among the players when you guys caught wind and saw that photo shoot that your coach did for Nantucket Magazine?
What do you think, Stacey? I think that's a tremendous opportunity to highlight his skills and abilities and good looks. So, good for him. Looks like he had a good time with that. And I'm sure our fans appreciate seeing that side of him, as do we the players. So,
Matt, Austin Carr said when he first got here, a month ago, that you had kind of taken him under your wing and helped him connect with the community. I wondered what your relationship with him has been like so far and what you think of him in general.
It's been great. The thing about Austin and I, the number one thing we have in common is our love for the Lord, our faith. So I think that's really something that brought us together early. And he's just a great young man. I mean, has come here with the right attitude, been very humble, been willing to work and get better. And as a veteran player, you can always appreciate that from a young guy. And you want to do anything you can to help him. So I've really enjoyed working with him, as well as the other rookies. I really feel like we have a great class of young guys that have come in with the right mindset. So just look forward to continue to work with those guys as we move forward.
Matt, there was a Boston University study published yesterday that found that 99% of the players' brains studied had CTE. I'm just wondering how concerning that is for you and how much thought you give to just those kind of things when you read these stories every so often.
Well, it's certainly been a hot-button topic over the last couple of years. I think that's no mystery. But as a player, you're definitely thankful that they're starting to look into that, do the necessary research, and hopefully, get us to a better place when it comes to that. But being married to a pathologist, I know that there's a lot I don't know, and there's a lot that we still have yet to learn. So, I let her do the worrying about that, and I just try to focus on playing football, understanding that there are inherent risks with playing this game, understanding, all the things involved with that. But as I said, I hope for players past, present, and future that we can continue that research, continue to search for things, and see where it gets us.
Matthew, Bill talked a lot about Moses Guerrero and his impact on the team. What has he been like these last couple of years, and what kind of environment is he able to create in the off season in terms of making that part of the season competitive?
No, I can't say enough about Moses Cabrera and the impact that he's been having on this football team, not only the last couple of years, but as an assistant. It's a joy to be around people who really love to do what they do, and Moses loves strength and conditioning. He spends hours trying to, find ways to make us better as football team, trying to address individual players and their needs. And you can't say enough about what he's done. It's a lot of running, a lot of lifting, a lot of sacrifice, but I think it pays off for us, as we saw during certain points last season. So can't say enough good things about Moses. We're really fortunate to have a guy like that who's passionate, who's concerned with doing things the right way, not cutting corners, but making sure that he has a football team that's mentally and physically prepared to play. And, you know, we feel really fortunate to have him calling the shots in the strength and conditioning program. So.
Matthew, how much has your own approach to conditioning the offseason evolved, especially as your career has gotten close to the 10-year mark, and the offseasons are condensed for you guys? Have lots of people, of course.
Certainly. Well, I'm not 22 year anymore. I can't roll out and eat In-N-Out Burger and Krispy Kremes like I did when I was at UCLA. But, you know, I think I've learned a lot about nutrition from our nutritionist, Ted Harper. I think I've had some, again, good people just giving me information and trying to help me apply that information. And then a guy like Moses, who I really think has, as my dad used to say, helped me retard the aging process by the way that he's gone to great lengths to ensure I'm doing the right things as an older player. So Moses and Ted, James Hardy, Sammy Morris, the rest of our support staff, our trainers and the like, they've done a great deal for me personally. They do a great deal for a lot of guys around here. And it's important. You can't do things the same as you get older. So you gotta be able to evolve.
Matthew, your quarterback said recently that he'd like to play into his mid-40s and that he hasn't ruled out playing at 50. Do you feel like that is possible? And why or why not?
Kevin Garnett said anything is possible, right? So, I mean, look, that's not for me to say. Tom does more than anybody on this team to get himself prepared to do what he needs to do mentally and physically to play this game. But again, we could just all take it, you know, one day at a time. And I know that's Tom's approach. You know, we all have personal goals for ourselves, but again, ultimately, you know, nobody's promised tomorrow. You know, if the good Lord allows you to wake up, you attack that day, and then you go from there. So, you know, I'll be waiting to see, just like you guys, where it ends up. Remember, KG said anything's possible. Thank you, guys. I'd like to make-